bring it up now. Bring it up now, bring it up now. Take it down and crisscross. Bring it up now, crisscross. Do whatever you like right here. Just have fun. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. And lean back, put your hips in it. That was not so bad. That was not so bad, was it? That was not so bad. That was not so bad, was it? That was not so bad. That was not so bad, was it? That was not so bad. That was not so bad, was it? Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Gonna throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your hips in it.
Alright, that was an unexpected bop. Thank you, Matthew.
Oh, no problem.
So somebody sadly on the WMFO sub email list claimed the 10 to 11 spot, but they're not here yet. But just in case, we're going to sign off. Yeah. So, Carl, would you like to take it away for us?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is bird watching.
Mm-mm, you gotta say the whole thing.
But I don't know, but this is who oh, are we?
No, this is DJ your Stanky DJ Light. Name.
Oh.
DJ Stanky Light.
This is DJ Bird Watching.
Perfect.
Boom.
Got him.
No, in all honesty, this is DJ
Sore throat.
Thank you. And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching.
Is there anyone there?
No, but I'm still gonna play a song.
All right, let's
important.
Let's rage.
All right, we're gonna rage.
Lock the doors. Oh, you absolute savage, Amanda.
It had to happen.
You got a friend in me.
Wow, wow, wow.
You got a friend in me.
When the road looks rough ahead,
and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old man said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
Yeah,
you got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
I'm let the fans enjoy this.
You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I. Stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
I wake from my slumber. I wish I could call you up. Miss how you'd put your love on me.
You never know when to chill. Always type, I'll keep it real.
only till you've had your fill. Then you wanna cry ill will. Really thought you knew the deal. Oh, oh well, I guess that's what happens when two fools be falling in love. Mixing some pain and some passion. Nothing is ever enough.
If you can take my hand, I promise we'll find love again. Love again, yeah, yeah. If you can take my hand, I promise we'll find love again, yeah.
Around your boys you act so tough, like you never been in love. If you don't quit acting up, alone is weighing on enough. I promise
you may think that I'm crazy. You should ask around about me.
Put your trust in me, baby.
I wake from my slumber. I wish I could call you up. Miss how you'd put your love on me.
Hey, boy, you got my number. Wish I could feel your touch. Wish you could follow up on me.
Hold on until the end. Hold on till you can't extend. I'll be clinging on to you. I'll be clinging on to you.
And then begin again, orbiting around and then cycle back around to you. Coming back around to you. I'm coming back around and
even on your worst day, love you in the worst way. Circling around for eternity, going through the motions, you're turning me eternally.
Drifting on my own again, reaching out to hold your hand.
I wanna be alone with you. Can I be
alone with you?
Can I be alone with you?
If you can take my hand, I promise we'll find love again. Love again. Oh, if you can take my hand, I promise we'll find love again.
Oh my god, such a banger. Wait, we have a caller. Hello?
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 This is, a special delivery.
Oh my god.
What do you mean?
It's Griffin.
Oh my
god!
Hi, Griffin!
What's up?
Dude!
What's up? Welcome to the studio!
Grip.
Oh my god, someone's here. Oh my god, we have to cut you off.
Okay, bye.
Oh my god, but we love you, we miss you, and please come into the studio anytime. But we have friends waiting to take 10 to 11 spot.
All right, bye, Griffin.
That's the most tragic.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
Everyone.
Talk to you soon.
This has been Bird Watching. Tune in next week, always. Okay, bye.
Sorry, the home run derby was going crazy right now.
The what?
It's for baseball, the home run derby.
Oh.
Like some, like, unprecedented. Like, it just kept tying and tying.
And, like, you had to go to your radio show.
Huh? All right, I'm set. You can switch it.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, your guys are on.
It's cool. And music will be playing right now.
In my cup, the Mac is tucked, what? I'm sticky, I'm back the fuck up. I keep the blinky system, niggas clap my truck up. The
wax had me gagging after one puff. I remember back it jumps up. Now it's a half of one stuffed in the trunk. I stack my funds up. Call my savage and have his gun bust. Then they find you wrapped in plastic in a dump truck. Fuck, only built dear doors. I pull up with a bitch, they thought it was Rita Ora. My little head bustin', keep his tool ringing off. Got two bodies this summer, he said he needs some more. Highest grade marijuana, directly from the farmer. My enemies is all goners, guess it was karma. Trauma, four keys in your baby mom's Elantra. Big ass gun like something out of Contra. Don't make me spray it, nigga. Bodies dropping 5K, nigga. You know how I play it, nigga. Red October, yeah, nigga. Loud, moving slow, I had to yay it, nigga. Still ill when I write it. When they don't name me top five, I feel slighted. Niggas be talking, but when I'm around, they real quiet. You can pray to Jesus all you want, you still dying, motherfucker.
Hey, yo, this is second coming to Christ. Herve like a flight, Jackie Mac on sight. All red guy gets on stunk with the death. Yeah, you got designers, but you rocking it left. Needed new plug, prices getting outrageous. Shot the 30 off, my nigga wasn't even aiming. Pink lemonade, Porsche Cayman. Low more jealous, looking like a nigga Peyton. Patience a virtue, my young is a Mercury. Ain't going to Balmain, blazing the shirt too. Shotgun like Peyton, the fly guard, but the all red easy boo Satan. Eyes eye gloves on weighing. Cameras on Larry light pole, whoa. Life so great, they say a nigga sold his soul. Praying Rex, get us a Super Bowl. Bust down brigade, the wrist froze from flipping those.
You know the rules, let the jewels go smooth. They never should have sold you dudes, Pro Tools. These old dudes let the hoes choose. Nigga, your shoes is overused. I hear the fat lady singing, that bitch can hold a tune. It's been said, I'm guarding the flesh, I had to show and prove. My sneakers is literally from Italy. Leaned on the cane, thought it was muscular dystrophy. 100 shots, your heel figure look like a fricassee. Who you think you Mr. T? Mitch Green? Or the new Richard Roundtree?
Please.
You found the queens with your shit twisted like it was ground beef. A few niggas in town greed. Variegated paint on the IE. Obviously you see that I ain't. Don't think I'm like these other rap niggas, cause I ain't. We pirate. You got pie in your face.
Fuck boy.
Denim and supplies for flyways. You can't buy takes, we looking at you sideways.
Back everybody. Ba-dum-bum. Crazy beat. You guys share. So we are back. Sorry for being a little late. To give some closure. The home run derby was going bananas. We're watching it right now. It's on the screen of our laptop. From our friend Lil Horse. That's right, we have a couple guests. This is Clefstone. You're listening to 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you heard that. And we have Lil Horse in the building, of course.
Hey guys, it's Lil Horse.
And we have Patty Melt.
You know it.
you can introduce yourself.
It's Nunny
and
Bobby Chulo. Bobby
Chulo. That's right.
We have Bobby.
And we are here. We're excited. And we have a 2-hour show for you guys. That's right. 2 hours. Because the people. I usually start at 11. And 11 Eastern. Sorry for anybody in West Coast who doesn't know what I'm saying. And the guy before me canceled. And I saw his email in time while I was in the gym. So you know what? I'm going to take it. So we have a 2-hour show. And we're going to have other guests coming in. We're going to be switching out later on. And yeah, so right now we have Acuna batting. He has 9. But let me explain what occurred. So earlier, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. only hit 8 home runs during the season, ever. That's his only 8 home runs ever. He's a rookie, and I was confused why they let him in the home run derby. But then he broke the record in the first round with hitting 29. Originally, the record was 28. He had 29 in one round, 29 home runs.
Never stop believing.
And it's a bracket system, so you're facing someone, right? Mm-hmm. So in the first one, the first guy had no chance. He broke the record. Like, no one... That Matt Chapman, who faced against, hit like 13. That wasn't even close. But the following round, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Hit another 29. So I thought, well, and I'm a Dodger fan.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, so...
Loco.
It was Jock Peterson, the Dodger. He was going to bat against Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I'll just say Jr. I don't want to say the whole thing every time. And he hit 29, which was insane. So they tie, and with that, they add another extra minute of time for the rounds. So then Guerrero Jr. hits 8, which is a lot within a minute. But then so does Peterson. So then, all right, so they're doing a swing-off. So you get 3 swings. And those are the only swings you have to, like, you know, determine if it's a home run or not. And Guerrero hits a home run, and then Peterson hits 1 home run. So then they're tied again. So there's another swing off. Guerrero Jr. hits 2, and then Peterson hits 1. So Peterson does not advance. That wasn't even the final. That wasn't the. It's not over. It's still going right now. That's the craziest round I've ever seen, and I've watched probably close to 10 home run derbies, maybe more. Probably around 10, I would say. And I was baffled. I thought it's unprecedented. It's not something I'll probably see ever again. But anyway, outside of that, how many of you have seen the home run derby prior to today, I guess?
I've never seen it.
Okay.
But everything you said is exactly what happened.
Okay.
You show me clips. But I don't know what it is. This is the first time I've actually seen it live.
You've only seen clips? Okay. Like on ESPN or SportsCenter?
No, you showed me clips once.
I've showed you? I don't remember that.
I watched half of one time in a random restaurant.
Dang. Oh, that's random restaurant.
I just walked in on you.
So that was the first time as well? Yeah. When you watched the last... He watched the last 3, right? The last 3 swing-offs?
Yeah
okay.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, I mean, they've changed the rules a lot since before. Before, it was, like, really easy to hit a lot because you could to choose the pitch you could swing at. Mm. As long as you swung... If you swung and it was not a home run, then it's an out, and you had 10 outs. So you could go forever. Oh. There was no time limit. So some guy hit 28 once, and I've never seen a guy hit more than, like, 20 in a round. But then today, aside from that one time, because, like, you know, back then the rules are different, now it's, like, time limits. Mm-hmm. They hit 29 in like, 3 minutes and 30 seconds. I did not think that was possible, but it happened 3 times. It happened 3 times.
That's crazy.
Right, the bats are juiced. I mean, that's... Patty Mill was talking about it. He has a theory, because the balls have been, like... Oh, that's disheartening.
Mic fell.
No, use Little Horse's mic, actually.
No, I'm holding this up.
All right, we'll fix it after. We'll fix it. It's fine. Continue.
So, my theory is that the bats are juiced.
Now, can you explain what that means?
So, in baseball, it is a common myth talked about that apparently in 2014, it started happening where balls were... A lot more home runs started to be hit. So people started saying that the balls were juiced, that the
which
MLB
they were,
was.
Which they were.
You believe? Oh, them, all right. It's currently in that state.
Yeah. They currently are juiced, but ever since they accused who was it? I think the Astros of cheating. I become a believer in the fact that the bats are juiced. Against the Astros.
So what do you mean by juice though? So the balls, they just change the material. So in the bat, do you think they cork the bat? They put a
definitely
metal sliver
corked.
In it? Cork? You think it's corked?
Okay. Definitely cork.
What does that mean?
So
with
they,
like a so they, new they, type of material. It's because it's 2019, so it's got to be some like crazy material science type thing. You
carbon
know?
Cork fiber.
So legally, bats... So to explain to Nani, because he asked what does that mean? Legally, bats are supposed to be solid wood. Not hollow in any way.
Okay.
If it's hollow, then it's called a fungo. Now, if it's a hollow bat, but they put cork in it, then it's corked. And cork is more flexible than wood. So that allows the ball to travel faster because it gets, like, the bat bends more and it slaps more.
So you mean,
that
like,
makes
the
sense.
Same stuff Science. You find in Birkenstocks and, like, wine?
Bro, I've never had a pair of Birkenstocks. I don't even know. That's, like, way above my socioeconomic class. I don't know what that is.
Well,
that's true.
They make them out of cork.
Oh, they... completely?
Nice.
Oh,
yeah,
well, cork is expensive.
Ask Loxa, Master.
Oh, Loxa. Young Loxa is his name.
Loxa, yeah.
He
young
has a pair?
Loxa.
And the Canada Goose guy has a pair of Birkenstocks, and he has a Mercedes, or is it a Beamer? No, it's a Mercedes, right?
Audi.
It's an Audi.
My God. That's
used, though.
He's just in a different stratosphere, bro. How can you talk to the guy?
I mean, same stratosphere.
You think?
Yeah, just different house.
What?
All right, we're going to go back to some music, everybody. Thank you for tuning in so far. I hope everyone's having a good time. Boo-boo!
If you miss me, seen it all. Nothing new under the sun, nobody fucking with sun. I got a couple of sons, a couple of guns, a couple of niggas that bust up the party and fuck up the fun. She digging me and I'm cuffing a friend. She igging you while we fucking for fun. I got a suck in her thumb, that my little baby. She call me daddy like grandmama baby. If this Sunday dinner, my hand on the gravy. I've been on the craziest wave. If I'm on the stage, your M is my minimum wage. This ain't no kennel, but hey, if niggas was without that barking, we sending them straight. So in a way, we the dog catchers. How many bullets your dog catching? Sawed off, raw dog fashion. Hard off, hope dog catch. Damn.
I woke up for some money. Hey, little bitch. Too many ops in here. Tell me who you with. Hey,
potato over my gun. I move in silence cause niggas be clocking my funds. When they should keep eye on they bitch cause baby girl coming with sun. Niggas be judging my moves, but please tell me what have you done. My cousin that air out the party for fun. Pistol grips get to squeezing. Wish a nigga would like Liam Neeson. I don't even need a reason. Loyalty over treason. Bitch nigga come and see me. Put some respect on my name. What side of my city I claim? I try to stay in my lane. Took my advance and put a caprice on them things. I'm baiting forward till the wheels fall. Know some niggas probably pissed off. Who would thought I made it this far? Gold mouth bitch, fuck them all.
I woke up for some money. Hey, little bitch, too many ops in here. Tell me who you with.
I just put diamonds on all of my teeth. Now they probably think I ain't intelligent. In the homicide unit interrogation, asking questions, you know I ain't tell them shit. Bitches call me a jock all American. I'm at the top of my class with my letterman. I remember back in college, bitches knocking on my dorm door. I ain't never let them in. Now you know that this cap, no, I hit a few. Ain't no job, I'm selling gas like I'm Jiffy Lube. I had a freak, used to fuck while a boyfriend in class. I hear her from the back from like 10 to 2. No back and forth with these rappers. They mention me, dissing me. No talking back, I won't mention you. Watch when I come put that down on your ass and I did. They gon' want me to snitch in my interview. I'm on five, bitch, I'm lit, but I'm really cool. Don't acknowledge the shrimps when they ridicule. They don't come out at the dark, bitch, I swim with the sharks. You ain't got enough heart, get a bigger pool. Wanna fight, but he bigger. I ain't really tripping. Reach under my shirt, grab a bigger two. I got a Glock with a dick, let's get physical. They gon' be hollering out, ripping, they missing you. They got me started, I might as well talk finish shit, it. I'm from Charlotte, you know how these niggas do, baby.
I woke up for some money. Hey, little bitch, too many ops in here. Tell me who you with.
We are back, everybody, and
back.
We're watching Pete Alonso. Put in some work. And hey, of course,
Alonso.
We have some background music that's a video game.
I love video games.
So, this is like an old PC game. So it sounds awful. As you can hear in your headphones. Can you hear
it? I kinda like it.
But it's in theme of what we were talking about earlier. Winning. So it has something to do with baseball.
Winning.
So that's a very big hint. That's a very big hint.
The show. MLB The Show.
It is. No, that would be too difficult to discern. I chose something more unique.
Is this Baseball Manager?
No. Wait, is that even a game?
What console is this?
That's Football Manager.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. The baseball.
I'll retract my statement.
Is this from Game Boy?
I think the baseball game, that's like, it's called OTP Baseball. Like, Out of the Park Baseball, like the Baseball Manager. Sense. Yeah.
Oh.
OTP,
Out of the Park.
Oh, OTP.
Word.
But, yeah, so, you know, also, I guess you guys could guess, too, but this is mainly for the people listening. But no one ever texts me anyway, so you can guesses, right. Yeah, you can guess, that's true.
What's except the listener count right now?
So should I be the one just putting the video games and you guys guess?
Yeah.
Because if not, then we're all, like, in the loop. That's what usually happens.
I don't think that works.
Or also, like, it could be one person and everybody else guesses, too.
No, but the thing is, you have to tell me that.
We text you, but, like,
oh, so I'm not in it. Okay, I wouldn't be in it. All right, we could do that. But for now, this is. Word. So you can still text in, I guess, and your thing counts, but no one ever texts in, so. Wait, who won?
Alonso.
Oh, he had 20? Wow.
Text me.
Acuna, wow, 19. Acuna Jr. hit 19. Dang. Yo, Gerson's rolling in his grave right now. Well, he's not dead, but... I mean, you know what I mean. He's just upset. He's upset.
What?
How could you say
I probably should have not rolled.
Probably will never see him again.
You'll never see him again, yeah. So.
Might as well.
He's not rolling in his grave.
Well, what difference would it make? Live down the street
for me. This guy's crazy.
Like, if I don't ever see him again.
Oh, yeah, you'll probably see him. Like, you have the highest chance. You have the highest chance.
Same
But nah. Let's say like a patty melt or same a papi chulo. They probably have the least amount of chances. We were the same class and we hung out a lot with DJ Push or El Cipote, whichever one you want to call him. Zapato, some people like to say too.
Zapato.
I feel like there are a few more.
I like DJ Push.
Yeah, like Papa B and like Fuegs maybe have a good chance. But I feel like you guys, you know, since you're not always in the loop with what he's doing, it'll be tough.
I don't really play video games anymore.
That's not even what we're talking. I don't even know what's...
That's okay.
I want to cut to the song already, but it's been too soon.
Too soon.
Yeah. But I'm going to just cut his mic then, so we're going to do that. Because enough of this nonsense. I got you.
I stole his mic.
Mic has been stolen.
Remember that one time you were put like in the dunce corner for like... Did you curse a bunch of times that one time? I think that's what happened, right?
Yeah, I did.
I think he caught himself and he cursed
it's
again.
Me, little horse.
He's like, oh, and then like, he's like, he said like, something. F. He's like, oh dang, and then like, well not dang, and then yeah, and then we're like, all right, and then we just like cut his, and then he lost privileges for like a couple rounds of like us speaking.
It was really sad.
Can I?
Put it back.
Can I say that word?
No.
No, you can't cuss on this show or any show.
Fun.
You can say fun, Yins, yeah.
Like the people in Saros can cuss, but like the host can't.
Cool.
What rule is that?
Wait, aren't you responsible for everything I say?
No.
No, like, we're not allowed to cuss, but you can hear cuss words and talk.
You are responsible.
You're the ambassador for all my words.
No, I understand.
You're in full control of the sound.
Right. Maybe. But the thing is, if they tell me something happens and then I know who did it, then I'm going to whoop you. So, like, it's just... So, therefore, you will have some sort of...
Whoop me then, bro.
I haven't even gotten in trouble yet, so I'm just saying.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know why you're actually requesting that right now. We're in the middle of this radio show. I feel uncomfortable trying to whoop you right now. There's a table between the whole computer, bro.
I didn't say do it now.
Hey, Papa Chulo.
You said whoop me then. That's what you said.
That means now.
That means now, yeah. They all agreed that means now.
No means no.
I don't want to sit next to you.
What are you saying?
No.
What are you saying?
No.
I agree with your sentiment, but that doesn't...
I said no. No.
At the top, I don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I understand. All right, you know what? We're going to back to some music. So we're going to... What's the next song? All right, I chose a song. He loves
you. Can I give
y'all.
A shout out?
Shout out.
Shout out. Sure do one, yeah.
Shout out to my people at 24 Greenleaf right now listening. Shout out to my boy 15K Kim in New Hampshire.
Manchester.
Dictator Kim?
Yeah, Dictator Kim. Right. But I call him by his Instagram handle.
All right, now that people know how to get to him. So we're going to go to some... Before more insensitive information gets out, we're going to put some music on and cut off this background music. Thank you for tuning in so far. This is Klaus of Diamond Cut Trenches. We love you.
You see, the songs, though, is what I do. It's write the songs and sing them.
Therefore, it's all pure feeling. What we're playing is complete honesty.
It's hard to say that if you can trace the origin of your fear...
My thoughts, dreams, plots and my schemes. That's what's on my mind when I toss in my sleep. My heart like my pen when I jot and it bleed. My cart full of sin when I shop it's a spree. I got some new leaves, I'm like, what's the word with you, sir? You just moss on a tree, I'm not concerned with you. I lead a curb when I'm crossing the street. I'm watching out for the mark of the beast. The badge on the policeman. Black carpenter pants, a half ounce in them. Another half ounce in my fleece. And on the count of this, go ahead and count me out of this. I'm out with the breeze. I'm dodging county, it's 1,000 degrees. It's back alley shit, my nigga. Look, my eyes wide open, I'm sleepy, I'm on the highway. Paul Giamatti, a nigga was sitting sideways. A bubble in a scully when traveling through the tri-state. In trouble, play the gun here, clapping and make my mind race. Back and forth, I place forth, keep your torch, got your morsels on my plate. Motherfucker, I wasn't born, mama snatched me off the motherfucking stork on a Friday. Say that shit to my face.
If you listen sometimes, you can get a whole conversation filled with maybe about two bars of a song sometimes.
For me, no.
knowledge is everything. If I learn something, that makes me...
Still learning?
Yeah. I learned something the other night. I learned something last night.
She listening?
Nah, I didn't call her.
Shouts out to Patty Mel's mom. Yeah.
The mother Mel?
No.
Mother Patty Mel?
She's just my mom.
What's going on outside? Well, that was outside, right?
I think.
Yeah, that was outside.
I think.
I don't. For anybody that didn't hear that, that was a loud truck honking.
I feel like they could have. I think they heard it. Because I heard it through my headphones. There's no way. Like, it was pretty loud.
Well, just saying.
All right, well, you know what? I'm going to just say what the game was. This Metroid? Is Backyard Baseball. You remember the old PC game, Backyard Baseball? Where, like, Pablo Sanchez was, like, OP?
That was on no. PC.
Have you never played it?
That was on, like, SNES.
I didn't own a PC.
I mean, I played it on the PC. As a kid.
I don't know.
I didn't own it.
Like, on my cousin's PC, I think.
I only played, like, Flash games on a PC.
I played Minesweeper.
I also played Minesweeper.
Pinball?
Minesweeper is great. Pinball. That's true. Endless hours in pinball. I was like a 6-year-old.
Mini clip?
I hated
it. I did, yeah. Mini clip was OP.
Born on a Wire.
Did you guys ever play
Cool
Raft
math
Wars?
Games, whatever?
For what?
Raft Wars?
That sounds familiar. I probably have, yeah.
You shoot, like, tennis balls at, like, pirates.
Yeah, yeah. No, the, yeah, I did play that. No, yeah, I did play that.
And then you can upgrade your raft and.
Have you played, like, the George Bush hot dog game, whatever, like, when he was president?
Are you a hot dog?
They were like, you would, like, grill hot dogs. Oh, it was basically like a Diner Dash, sort of.
No.
You have to make orders while they come in, and then, yeah.
I played the Sims. That was weird.
Sims. I did not play ever. I've never played the Sims. I played Animal Crossing.
I owned a hoverboard. It was cool.
You could have a hoverboard? Wait, how late did you play the Sims? You could have hoverboards when?
It was one of the Game Boy ones. Game Boy games. Game Boy, like, for the Advance SP.
Really?
You could just find... I don't know how I got the hoverboard. I just had it. And I was like, hey, this is cool.
Wait, how did it even look on the Game Boy? It probably looked disgusting.
Yeah, it was kind of crap. I had nothing to do.
How do you play Sims on the Game Boy? That's crazy.
I don't even know how I got the game. I don't even know how I got the game. Like,
you just had it?
Yeah, it just appeared.
I've had a couple of those as a kid. Like, sometimes I just had games.
It'd be like that.
Like, sometimes I knew where they came from, though, but, like, I had hand-me-downs. So I never bought them. So I was like, oh, I have, like, these collection of 6 games because they gave me this old console. Like, the PS1. I had the PS1 when the PS2 came out because my cousins gave it to me.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And it went out quick. Like, it did not last very long because it was on its last limb. But, I played Crash? Bandicoot. I played the first two.
Classic.
Yeah, the first two. And then...
Rip PS1.
Rip PS1? What do you mean?
I think you said PS1.
Oh, yo, this PS1. Oh, rip PS1.
I remember one time,
I'm tripping.
My little brother stepped in my PlayStation 1 system when he was like 3 years old, first learning how, well, like two. Or I guess one, first learning
it
how to
still
walk.
Worked. It
he
still worked,
on,
right?
No. He broke it. He broke my Winnie the Pooh party video game for the PS1.
No.
I hate.
Did you step on him?
Winnie the Pooh party,
of course.
Bro.
That's crazy.
Wow.
What platform is this?
Bro, I broke PlayStation 1. I broke my PS1 because I wanted to use it in the tub.
You never mess with the PlayStation
like the
1
toaster.
Games. Ever.
Yeah, like the toaster meme, but instead I brought the screen and the screen was fine.
How?
Wait, what?
I tried to play PS1 in the tub.
Wait, you could have killed yourself.
Like, yeah.
Not electric?
I was 6. Nah, I didn't do that. No. But, it was funny to say. I just thought of that right now. I was like, what if you're like 6 and you put
you did not
game
do that?
Console? No. I just thought of it right for some reason. I thought of it right now, bro.
That's one of the first things I want to teach my kid when the key pops out. I'm gonna be
do
like,
do not go in the tub with anything.
Do not play video games
in the tub. Bro, you can just tell him no, like anything that you have to plug into the wall, don't take to the tub. I think that's rule number 1.
How soon after your kid pops out, bro?
Probably like the second
he's just
month.
Yelling
second month, he's like chilling on the bed. I'm like, I walk up to him, I'm like,
homie's not out of the placenta. Just he's just yelling at the kid. No video games in the tub.
The earlier, the better.
The earlier, he's not gonna understand you.
This got really weird. Really
he
quick.
Is. He's this 30 minutes we've had has been just
him my just, baby's smart.
Going with an automatic gun, just going with random nonsense. A nonsense hour. I bet our fans love it, but I only have.
It's Lil Horse out here trying to entertain the fans.
You don't have to yell. The mic's right there.
Why are you yelling?
That hurt my. I heard the.
Sorry.
Shouts out to the fans.
Shout out to the fans.
We love you.
All right, Puppy Chulo, text me a video game and I'll put the OSC.
Where have you been?
All right.
You got that? Can you do that? Thank you. Because I already told you what this game was, so there's no point in having it on.
What game was it?
Oh, Backyard Baseball.
That's already said. Backyard. Yeah.
Oh, it was Backyard Baseball.
Yeah, it's a great game. I played on the PC. Amazing. See, look, it's Pablo. Pablo's OP, bro.
Pablo Escobar.
He always needed it. No, Sanchez.
Hey, did you guys hear
Sanchez.
That? He had his hippos outbreak in Colombia.
Yeah.
Hippos?
Yeah.
Because so hippos are artificially invasive species, right?
He artificially imported a bunch of hippos to live in his zoo or resort or whatever it was supposed to be.
And when he died, no one cared, right?
Yeah, and he died, nobody cared. And since the environment in Africa is perfect, or in Colombia is perfect for them to survive.
Oh
they
God.
Just reproduced kind of uncontrollably, and now the people of Colombia don't really know what to do about it.
And they're not endangered in any way, right? Because everywhere they are, they're invasive species. I heard they're just complete
They've just been wrecking everything. Their surroundings.
And extremely aggressive too, right? You can't approach them as
they're
a human.
They're really aggressive.
It's the omen.
Shouts out hippos.
I love hippos. Shouts out internet hippo.
Oh, he's funny.
Oh, he's cute.
But I don't want to shout out hippos because he seemed problematic.
Hungry hippos?
Hippos are problematic.
Bro, why are you rocking the mic? Hippos. Alright, we're gonna go back to some music, everybody. Because we're having some small issues.
Playboy Cardi. Hippos though.
No, the next song. It is Patty Melt's artist. Patty Melt. What's the artist?
IDK.
It's that dirty, stinking, nasty, ratchet, rowdy shit. Young nigga with a 38. 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 With a 17 with a 38. 17 with a 38. I was 17 with a 38. 17 with a 38. I was only 17 when I had that 38. I was trying to prove something, show him that I didn't play. If a nigga do me wrong, make him see the pearly gates. Truth is, I ain't shoot shit, it was just a fake. Truth is, I ain't do shit but rob white folk. Lure they ass to a place I know. Take they money, take they phone and go. Sell the shit at my school for the low. Stack the money, buy shoes. Stack the money, buy clothes. Taking penitentiary risks all fold. Ed Hardy belts with the rhinestones. Hit the Georgetown. I got horse now. Polo wasn't Ralph. It's a horse now. Slow down's what my mama said. She couldn't get the shit through my head. You can't expect me to give respect when I was for bitches on mama bed. Young nigga with a 38. 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 With a 17 with a 38. 17 with the 38. I was 17 with the 38. 17 with the
songs, baby. I was 17 with a 357. Foot heavy, can't speed the limit. All black ghost rider, I'm creeping in it. Gotta be a real nigga, don't be pretending. If I'm in it, then you know it got reefer in it. You don't see it, nigga, I can represent it. Take a bitch life and I reinvent it. Can't leave without peeing in it. 10 seconds, but this belt ain't cheap, ay-ay. Got a swiper on me, nothing ain't free, ay-ay. What about the shit, but it ain't me, ay-ay. Yeah, you down, nigga, but it ain't steep, ay-ay. And it's Humvee, me in the pack. Throwing shells even if you can't catch it. We gon' test them even if you can't pass it. I know you seen it when we came past. Hey, hey. Milwaukee run the bus, bust a click, make it pass. What's in me, it ain't trust. What's in gang, it ain't fuss. Surf the way, now it's brush. We ain't got a nice fuss. You know I run it up like you know Freddie wanna cut. Enough gear for some years. Leave a bitch with a tear. Leave a bitch for a year. Leave a bitch in the mirror. Say that you got it, I don't see it, it's an error. Me storm in the club, interfering with the weather.
Young nigga with a 38. 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 17 with a 38. 17 with a 38. I was 17 with a 38.
17 with a 38. That's right, everybody. We are back.
God bless.
God bless America. Did you text me a game? I haven't checked my phone.
Bobby Chulo.
Check your phone. Come on.
Do you have a preference in which... You can say the number? No? Okay, cool.
Blessings.
Do we close our eyes?
Yeah, close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes.
Okay.
Because some people can see the screen. Let me choose a background music.
That way we're all
I'm
just
closing
listening.
Closing my eyes on my words.
Nice.
Hey, Patty Melt. What?
Patty Melt.
Patty Melt.
Give
what?
Patty Melt.
Time out.
Keep your eyes closed. It's being really slow. What's going on?
Time out.
Papi Chulo.
Alright.
You ever play Marco Polo?
Alright, we're good.
Marco.
Yeah.
Polo.
Marco?
Polo?
What?
Marco.
Marco.
Polo.
I don't know if this is good radio or not.
This is the easiest thing.
It's not.
Donkey Kong.
Huh?
Donkey Kong.
Just say it.
Why would you suggest Sonic?
I'll give you extra. I'll give you extra points if you know the game.
Sonic
Advance
3.
You can open your eyes. It's not on the screen.
Sonic Advance 3. Sonic Advance 2.
There's no. I don't know what you're saying. Advance.
It's Sonic Advance on the Game Boy. Did you play that?
We're talking about the original, like, Genesis, like,
no,
it's
Sonic.
I didn't even know what I don't even know what a Genesis is.
Okay,
Genesis means,
did you,
like,
wait, what'd you say?
Right?
Sorry, I didn't,
no,
even...
I didn't say the game yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's a Sonic game. Oh, we all
Sonic
know
the Hed-
Sonic.
Like, Hedgehog 2?
Yeah, it's 2.
Sonic.
What?
Hey, alright, I guess someone takes me a different game. I'll keep this on for a while, but someone takes me another game.
I got you.
Why do you play, like, level 1 walkthrough?
I do the big... I just do OST. I just click it and play it. Bro, the beginning was... It just said, Sega. I'm like, oh, hopefully no one heard that.
No, I heard that.
You heard... Okay, I was like... That's what I was like, damn. Hopefully that doesn't give it away. Because there's really only, like, 3 Sonic franchises. All right. Nani texted me his. It is...
What is all it?
All right, I could do that. What is it? I'm not going to tell you.
You gotta guess.
You have to guess.
Oh.
What'd you say?
You had a guess.
Compadre.
Oh.
Wow.
Feller.
Oh, wow. Lorenzo's also texting me something.
You gotta wait, bud.
Alright, his own. Okay, another game. Alright, cool.
Wait, what's his
so
name?
So I have.
Gotta wait.
Patty Mo.
Gotta go fast.
Patty
Mo. Maddie.
Patty Mo, gotta go fast.
Patty Mo, gotta go
fast. Bro, choose. You have to choose something else. You can't do Sonic again.
Rappy
does. No, I didn't do Sonic.
Gotta go fast.
Bro, wait, what do you mean?
He did tails.
How fast, Patty Melt?
Oh, never mind. On what?
At
no,
least,
that's gonna sound disgusting.
At least 2.
You really wanna. You want me? Alright, I'll do it. I'll respect it. I'll respect the call.
Yes.
Wow.
Do you believe in that?
Nani?
Wait, what was the question?
Do you believe in that? Do you believe in it?
Believe in it?
Yeah.
Like, in it.
Like the clown?
Like Stephen King
that,
book?
That.
Like,
oh,
it,
no, more
it,
so
chapter
that
2 is coming
it.
Out this fall. Anyone watching it?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what the noun is. What is it referring to?
That's a problem.
Hello, sir. I like
your phone.
So, someone texted me. Our friend Daddy J will be on the way.
Daddy J?
Daddy J, shouts
Daddy
out.
J. Oh.
Yeah, you were confusing who Daddy J was. Oh,
Huda.
Can someone message,
Fuegs?
Fuegs, yeah. I didn't want to say his name. Fuegs. I couldn't think of it right now. To get me like a drink with a little do they sell soda there, like in the bottle, right? Don't they?
They have hibiscus tea.
Apple? Where?
At the crepe place.
The crepe place.
He's like, nah, I don't think so.
Dang.
Wait. Feel free to call in at any time.
Don't do that.
No, yeah, feel free.
All right, we're going to go to some music, everybody.
Conversation, just, you know,
hey,
oh, wait, no, actually, no, before we forget, we don't have a lot of time. Let me do the ad for the hour. Let me
call.
So hi everybody, this is Clefsa and you're listening to Diamond Cone Trenches. We do the same ad every show, so it's my sponsor.
Pop quiz: which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
We'll discuss it later.
I
think the few times I've done it, the people who call in are just like really drunk.
And that's
why I try to avoid. Because people are like, nah.
We welcome all people to call in, but if you're going to call in...
And then I've had a few times where when I was in training that it didn't work at all. Like, even my Periwinkle Sprinkle, who was, like, in charge of me, like, training me,
oh,
it's like,
God.
Wait, why was it working for me and not working for you? He even did the same buttons, like, oh, it's broken now. And
I love
so
Old Spice commercials.
Sad.
What are you talking
about? It was one in the laptop.
Oh, okay. So wait. So how many dingers did Guerrero Jr. hit? Does it say on the top of Kerry?
It says 22.
22? All right. Alonso, I think, is going to lose.
Yeah. Dos y dos.
Sad.
He hit 20 last time, but like he was like on fire, unless he's on fire again.
You know, those kids catching those balls must be like, having the time of their lives.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure everywhere. A couple of them got in drilled in the head already.
Oh, my God.
We're talking about baseball here?
Yeah, the like kids
little,
on the
screen. They're like little fleas.
Because they have like little kids in the outfield for a home run derby to catch the balls that don't that aren't home runs.
Sounds painful.
Yeah, so, and they're usually like from age like 11 or like 10 to like 17 or something. They're not usually under 18. And I feel like there's been like kids who gotten hurt for sure. But they probably signed like their parents signed a form or something. Like, yeah, whatever. What? They can get in the head.
Of course, you can't do anything when you're under the age of 18 without your parents' consent.
That's true. I still get my mom's signature.
I forged her signature. I need to.
Trip?
I had a friend who forged signatures.
That was a business?
Being discussed?
Like a business?
On a,
So
you had the homies like, yo, see this? Can you do it? And like, yeah, I got you. Like,
all right,
five hot Cheeto bags.
I had a friend that
five hot Cheeto bags. Was that the currency? What was the currency?
Permission slips to go on field trips?
It was
just one. It was the little Takis bags.
Payments.
Wait, what were you saying, Danny?
I love Takis.
Did they forge signatures for like permission slips to go on field trips?
Probably.
For all sorts of things.
Probably.
Who did?
Going to detention. Going to.
Papi Chula, who did?
Signing off to report.
My signature plug.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bro, in my school, the currency was home. Either real money or Kool-Aid worms.
Kool-Aid worms.
Have you did you have Kool-Aid worms?
Wait, what?
I haven't, but. Hype.
Zerzo, who's been on the show before, has said that she's had. So it's definitely in the greater Atlanta area. Was it not at your school?
Well, let me.
I'll just describe. It's pretty easy. So all you do, it's really just diabetes in the bag. But what they do is they get a lot of Kool-Aid powder. They get a little bit of water. They get like gummy bears or gummy worms.
Yeah.
And then like they mix it together, like very little water.
A lot of Kool-Aid powder.
More than it should reasonably for the amount of water.
How much Kool-Aid can you make with all the Kool-Aid powder they use? Like barrels of Kool-Aid?
Yeah, like a jug. So for like a batch you make, you can fill like three jugs of like Kool-Aid if you make a huge batch. And then you put a little bit of water just like to get it like wet.
Okay.
And then like you mix it around and then it becomes like a sludge, like a red sludge. And then like the worms are the easiest to eat. So they get little plastic bags, like the people, like the dealers, I guess, in school would like sell them these little bags. They would make them at home the night prior. They'd be like $1 each. Maybe like 10, 15 worms in a bag, but you bite like a tip of it and you slip the worms out and then you like that. And then you suck the Kool-Aid juice too.
My
obviously.
Sweet spot was Kern's water juice.
But that's what Kool-Aid worms are.
I never had those.
Some guy was able to figure out how to make it sour. It wasn't the sour worms either. He was broken. He's the only one who never got caught out of those 4 years I was there.
Can we petition the kick Papi Chulo out of the studio?
I can't do that. This is a free country. I can't stop a petition. I don't know how many signatures would be required for him. I mean, it's not up to me.
I
think it would have to be unanimous.
You can get three.
Yes.
Wait. Why? Okay, why are we talking about this? What happened?
Three's reasonable.
Can we just talk about Kern's guava juice?
What even is going on right now, bro?
I'll leave if there are three.
Shout out to all the people who shop at Food City.
What's love going on?
Shout out.
All right.
This is going to be a long
We haven't had music in a while.
Food City.
It's going to be brutal.
Food City.
What can you get at Food City, sir?
Kern's guava juice.
Food.
Y'all ever had that?
What's going on?
So good. That's shout my sweet out. Spot.
All right, so
shouts out to Kurds.
So Nani, what song did you play? Jeez. What's artist?
Someone by 88 Keys.
Oh.
Woo!
Tommy, don't make a promise you can't keep. All the drugs in your system, you can't sleep. How many times you had to buy a Plan B for a girl you never bring back home to meet your family, man? Man, I swear that's what I dream about. Ever since my mom told me that she need me out. Always smoke a weed, causing trouble, never clean the house. But I paid her back for everything, I guess we even now. Nothing better than some head after a long day. That's the only thing that ever keep mine on straight. And she asked me why the long face. How I spent $350 on this entree.
I drown my sorrow in that bottle. Today is full of regret, find forever in tomorrow. Man up, what's the problem? Everything is jazz and I'm Stockton. My cash got deeper and my morals disappeared. Never thought I'd be an asshole. This my last show. Can I please get a standing ovation? 100 naked bitches in my dressing room waiting. We lost a lot of blood for this fucked up nation. But me, I'm getting high, making love in that spaceship. So what are the basics? Tell me your problems. You losing your job, or even worse, you don't got one. So hard to stay sober when you feeling fucked over so much. Always coming up short, you like the roach of a blunt. Yeah, and I can never sleep at night. Fuck paying bills, I need a brand new lease on life. Why does doing wrong always feel so right? Well, I guess fuck it, that's life. Yeah, I know it seems a little bit strange sometimes. Yeah, yeah. Everybody live a little, everybody die.
Back everybody. We are waiting. Our guest Patty Melt.
That was beautiful.
Is
Patty Melt
is on the way.
That was weird.
I want to give another shout out right now.
Sure.
Shout out to my girl, Sharon, in Tennessee.
She
was look out there, girl.
Is she listening?
Hello.
Hey, yes, she is. Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Say no more.
Our first day at work today.
Say no more.
Today's Monday.
She was
oh no, it was say less, right? Say more, say less. She was
okay.
Mad. I apologize. Though, to be fair, I feel like I shouldn't because I thought it was funny.
Oh,
and
yeah,
like I didn't mean any like bad things out of that, but still.
Yeah, you heard it.
Yeah, yeah.
Word.
She's tweeted since though, I've seen.
Yeah, I told her to get back on it.
But thank
I told
you.
Her, I told her.
All right, we have Daddy J back in the building, so we will have to share mics and headsets and stuff.
Yes, sir.
But some people are gonna head out soon, so it'll
no,
work out.
No, really.
Wee wee, he said.
Wheelie.
Wait, what's going on? Papi Chulo's upset with Daddy J. The two dads are upset.
He's leaving because of me.
They're the two uncles.
You were hungry, right? Weren't you gonna get food or something?
Yeah.
All right.
No, but his phone died.
Oh.
Did it really?
Sad.
No, it's on, bro.
12%.
Song and alive.
How is that dying?
Right?
Yeah, I don't know what he's. He won't last for 2 hours probably, but he's still alive.
Can I give it a shout out, actually?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so my boy Riz, he's listening in.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, nice. He is. Nice. He's the kind of guy that, you know, you just can't stay mad at. I mean, even, like, I don't know. Like, I never get mad at him.
Could he do anything to get you mad?
Yeah, I don't think so.
He wouldn't even attempt to do anything, right?
No.
Not even by accident. Like, everything he does is just wholesome.
But I feel like he knows this, you know? I feel like there's a little part of him.
Yeah,
that's
one day
like,
he's gonna murder your son, and you're like, oh man. Well, it's Riz. Hey. I mean, he didn't mean it. He didn't mean it.
Oh, yeah,
Riz.
Yeah, I don't know. You
gotta be there for your homies.
You have a great radio voice, though.
That's our fact.
Thank you. All right, that's too much.
Not murdering a son. All right, so murdering a wife. Is that better?
We're gonna have to mute clap stuff for a little bit.
You can't. I'm in charge of the boards. No one even knows how to mute me.
I thought this was democracy.
He can't be stopped.
This isn't actually. It's not a democracy because I force him to choose a song every time, even though he doesn't want to.
Oh yeah, that's true. Let me hear from.
Sometimes I get put in prison without any fair trial.
There was a fair trial. We all agreed. It was Kangaroo Court. He said, no, he can't speak. We all agreed.
I know
Kangaroo
Court. Law.
Everyone agreed on that?
That is how
Lemon Law.
Parade.
Also, you can guess the game. You saw the title, so don't look. And I think Papi Chu also saw the title, but this is non needs. Yeah.
Dude, this game is so obvious.
What can I guess? I saw the title.
It is.
No, you can't guess, bro. You saw the title.
Bro, come on.
Fallout.
I think he's got a good chance.
It's not Fallout. Wow. You're not that close.
You're completely off.
Yeah. Not even the same game style or anything.
Wait, hang on, listen.
No.
It is old timey. There's a couple games like that though.
Cuphead?
It's not, no, Cuphead doesn't have slow pace on. Cuphead's not the slow pace.
Is it a.
This should.
This is sinister.
It starts with a B.
This gives more of a hint, like this. Because it's more, like, you know, ominous, and that's more of the feel of the game.
Yeah.
Resident Evil.
You're ominous. You just moved away. You got really cold.
Yeah, you're very cold now.
You're close.
Fallout's much closer than Resident Evil. I have to be
no,
fair.
That's true, yeah.
But still, Fallout's not very close.
Call of Duty.
I feel like you know this game. I'm pretty sure you've played. You talked about it, yeah.
Wait, I've talked about it.
I'm pretty sure you've talked about this game to some extent.
Ooh. It's got to focus.
Wait. I only like RPGs, though. Exactly.
Is this an RPG?
It's considered.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say.
Oh! Don't say it if you know it that easily.
No, say it. Say it.
Was it something we talked about last week?
Bro, I wasn't here last week.
Alright, you know, like two, 3 weeks ago. Last time I was here.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. It could be. I think we talked about it at one point. I've never played the game.
Fallout.
Great game. Somebody just said Fallout.
I've never played that,
Fallout New Vegas.
But
Fallout 3.
He's gonna keep.
Fallout 4.
The first Fallout, the bad one. Oh no, Fallout was it 74? Is that one's awful, right?
I don't.
It has like a bunch of micro transactions and stuff.
That guy's last name was Bananas.
EA
Sport.
It's modeled after Boston, like one of the maps.
Fallout 4.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's Fallout 4.
It's dope.
Yeah, you could like
go to Harvard.
There's a Charles River.
Love Boston. I thought
and you can like you could throw dogs in it and stuff.
You could throw dogs in there.
You do anything in there. It's RPG.
Harvard. Relevant.
What?
Dishonored.
Relevant, huh?
I've never played Dishonored, but no, it's not Dishonored.
Assassin's Creed.
All right, you can guess if you want.
Somebody got
it. BioShock.
It is BioShock. Yeah. You said the B. That's why I was like, you're so close.
Patty Melt said it first.
Yeah, but I was.
But Patty Melt saw it, right?
Because we talked about it last time.
Yeah, but Patty Melt said it first.
Wait, which game do you want then? Well, you texted me too. The first or second one?
I'm a little scared now.
Second one is probably easier for people to guess.
Yeah.
Was the second one? All right, I want you to look away then. We're just gonna change the game.
Okay.
All right, I'm
Can you?
Head out.
We're
heading. Oh, never mind then. Yeah, we'll let you guys know.
Not even little horse are headed out.
They only stay for the first hour.
Okay.
There's another hour.
See, I thought when we were doing like another hour, it was gonna go over, so it was gonna be 11 to 1.
No, it was before. It was before.
That's what I got mistaken on.
No, because remember, there's no one after me. I think I told you that. Oh, someone, like. Did I not say? Oh, okay. Well, someone said like, "Oh, I'm not coming in."
Yeah.
So I decided to take a spot.
Okay. I was watching How to Get Away with Murder.
That's nice. Nice.
Like the show or.
The show.
Or like how to actually get
away with it.
The book, you know.
He's just watching the book.
Based loosely on the show. I wasn't reading it. I was watching it.
Watching the book.
That's right.
You're just staring at the book?
Isn't that what you do
hopefully
when you read?
Hopefully. That's like that one time Fuig told me he was looking at the things around him. I was like, I'm just trying to hoping the words come to me. He's trying to rap.
Absorb it.
Like that.
And he was just staring at random stuff. Like, I'm hoping the words come to me. He's like, what do you mean?
He wasn't staring at anything.
He was just staring at an empty beer can.
No, he just blinked.
But anyway, I have to. It is the last 5 minutes, so technically I have to say this is Clefsa, and you're listening to Diamond Cut Trenches on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bobby Chula signing off.
Are you?
Oh. Little Horse signing off.
Are you leaving?
It's been a ride. I'm off to Denmark tomorrow.
There's gonna be mics in a few seconds. Nani and
yeah.
I love you.
Come on, stick for the hours.
Yeah.
You sleepy, bro?
Don't share a mic with me then. We don't have to share a mic.
Yeah, there's gonna be a free mic.
You can take my seat.
There will literally be a free mic.
Is Fuegs coming?
Yeah.
Fuegs will be coming.
Wee.
Take it all of it. Take all
Fuegs
of it,
is right? coming soon, yeah.
Take all of it.
Pastry go.
Are you going to pick him up?
Take all of it.
No.
No? Okay. Well, anyway, we'll do some music. I'll play your song next since you're leaving.
Pastry yeah. God.
I love that song.
So, what is the artist you chose, Lil Horse?
Queen Bey.
Also, Nani and Lil Horse, would you like to say your closing remarks?
Yeah.
You go ahead.
Wait, what?
Closing remarks. Closing remarks since you're leaving.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
I'm heading off to Denmark, y'all, tomorrow, and I'll be back in 3 weeks.
Shouts out the Euroflow.
Yeah.
Legoland.
Let's, anyway, they're leaving. We're playing Beyonce, like you said.
I love this one.
Skirt. We, yeah, he loves it because that's why he chose it. And go Lakers.